Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Lori Rubinson, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN. Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Rami is back there. He's ready to take your calls, producing the phones, the board op. He's a triple threat. And I will be with you for your the next couple of hours until we get to the overnight with C-Mac. All right, look. I've got a guest coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, Ryan Dunleavy. Going to join me from the New York Post. Let's start off. It's prediction time. Giants and Jets edition. And what will they do? What happens next? For the Giants, here's your question. If you were John Mara or advising John Mara, what should John Mara be doing right now in terms of the head coach, Brian Daboll, the general manager, Joe Shane? What should he do? And I'll give you a prediction on what he's going to do. And as for the Jets, look, we know they're interviewing coaches and GMs. We can talk about Mike Vrabel. I'll tell you right now, that's an easy prediction. He's going to the New England Patriots. The Jets were always the second choice. And by the way, Jets fans, you should feel pretty good about that in terms of the desirability of the job. I think there were a lot of people who were kind of mocking, like, who's going to take the Jets job? Vrabel interviewing and thinking that highly about it actually helps have a halo, I think, for other coaching candidates. That's a good thing. But it's as simple as this. He obviously has a tie, Mike Vrabel, to New England. But beyond that, they have a quarterback. They have a young quarterback, Drake May. If we were redrafting last year's draft, Drake May might be the number one overall pick. Jaden Daniels, probably two. Those guys are one and two. And you take the quarterback, the young quarterback, and you go build something. That's what's going to happen in New England. But the Jets, the big question, we know they're going to hire a new GM and head coach. The question is, what do you do with Aaron Rodgers? And what's Aaron Rodgers going to do? Did we just see the end on Sunday of a first ballot Hall of Fame career, one of the all-time great quarterbacks? Did we see his last game? And Jets fans, it's interesting, I ran a poll, Jets fans, by a narrow margin, do actually want to have him back. I asked, do you want him back? Do you not? Jets fans voting yes, want him back. So, here's my predictions. I'm going to start with the Giants. I predict that both Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are coming back. John Mara is going to keep them. I'll tell you right now, if I were advising John Mara, if it were me, they would both be gone. They'd both be gone. I'm sorry. You can tell me they didn't have a chance to draft their quarterback. You can try and tell me something like that. They were 3-14 this season. 3-14, the Giants. It's year three of Shane and Dable. You got 3 years to build something. No one was expecting you to build Rome in a day, but respectability to an NFL franchise in 3 years is not too much to ask. This Giants team, in the 100 years of Giants football, way to go, fellas. Way to celebrate the 100 years, the proud tradition of this once proud franchise. By losing this season 10 games in a row, by for the first time ever going 0 for the division, not winning a division game. Shane and Dable were brought in to close the gap versus teams like the Eagles. At that time, there wasn't much gap between the Giants and Washington. The Giants actually used to have Washington's number a little bit. The perception was, all right, well, the Giants aren't the worst team in the division. That's Washington. But the Giants need to close that gap between Philly and Dallas. Well, you know what happened? The gap between Philadelphia and the Giants is now the Grand Canyon. Getting bigger every day. And yes, on Sunday, in a game that looked a whole lot more like a preseason game than it did like an actual NFL regular season game, Philadelphia's backups and their number three quarterback had their way with the Giants. They were the better team out there on the field. But here's why, after the bar and the standard for the New York Giants, a once proud franchise with four Super Bowl titles. Here's why I think Brian Dable is coming back. Because Brian Dable coached on Sunday like a guy who thinks he's coming back. Like a guy who was told your job is safe. Because you don't rotate in players like Davod Wilson or, you know, instead of Brian Burns, you know, you've got Boogie Basham and you've got, Tamon Fox and these guys rotating in, or Anthony Johnson for Dane Belton throughout the game, playing other guys to get a look at them in the same way you do in preseason game three to decide who's going to be on your roster. Or if you are a franchise, a front office and head coach who know they're coming back and you want to get a look at some other guys on the roster to make some evaluations for your offseason program and into next year, you want to look at those guys. You know Brian Burns is going to be on the team. You don't have to look at him. You know Deontay Banks is going to be on the team. You don't have to look at him. So if you want to rotate some other guys in to get a look at them, you might do that if you know you're coming back. And then, bizarrely, with the game, in the balance there, and the Giants trying to drive, they have Malik Nabers in on first down, and then he's standing with Tyrone Tracy, standing on the sidelines on second and third down at the end when the game goes by the wayside. Kind of a good outcome if you know you're coming back next season and you want to maintain a top three draft choice, a four that moved to a three, improve your draft stock there. You can't try and lose it for an entire afternoon and look bad, but you can play in this way that Brian Dable did. If you've been told you're coming back. So we'll see. And then I don't know if you caught Brian Dable's post-game press conference, but there was a calmness about him that he does not usually come across with. Honestly, it was more likable and appealing than he generally comes across. He usually has a little bit of, I don't love the phrase, but I don't know, there's a little bit of like a, douchebaggery quality in his press conferences. Everything's combative, usually, like, just looks angry to be there, you know, ticked off that reporters are asking him questions. He didn't have that mentality, of course, in his first year when there were low expectations and when he and the team exceeded them. He handled success well. Brian Daboll did not handle, over the last 2 years, higher expectations and adversity very well at all. And we saw it last year with assistant coaches, Wink Martindale, you know, coaches, Daboll not getting along with coaches, screaming at people, losing his cool even this year on the sidelines at times, yelling when he should be, if you're the offensive play caller, calm, instead of worrying about a pre-snap penalty, which is irritating, we realize. But if you have to call the next play, stop yelling in the headset of the quarterback about it. Calm down and try and help that quarterback call the next, you know, run the next play effectively. His emotions, he needs to figure that out. And if Brian Daboll is going to stay, and again, to me, I think it's for going year three of a rebuild, to find yourself at 3-14, arguably the worst team in the NFL. Certainly, obviously, they're in the top three. For the New York Giants, that's the standard, and you're going to, for the sake of continuity, keep these guys around again for year four. Well, I personally would make a change. But my prediction is, based on the way I saw Brian Daboll coaching and commenting today, I think they're both coming back. And if they're coming back, if John Mara wants to call me for some advice, I don't claim to have the expertise to be an NFL head coach or general manager. But as someone who has observed the New York Giants for decades now, I'll tell you what John Mara should do. He should grovel. He should call Tom Coughlin, and he should beg, apologize, and ask him if he would be a mentor to Brian Daboll. Because I actually do think that within Brian Daboll, there are there's the bone structure. There's some clay of a good head coach there, potentially. But Tom Coughlin, obviously Tom Coughlin should be a Hall of Fame. He should be going into the Hall of Fame. Tom Coughlin, for Giant fans, remember, hit a crossroads in his career as head coach of the Giants where he was going to be fired. Came in, had to have a meeting with John Mara and have a conversation that was about he needed to change his communication style, both with the media, but also with his players. Stop being kind of so angry seeming, and figure out how to relate and communicate with them better. And if you recall, that's when he created that leadership council, and he let the players start to see more of him as a human and get to know them as human beings as well. And you can think things like that don't matter, but in the case of the Giants, it made all the difference. And those Giants teams, of course, went on to win 2 Super Bowls under Tom Coughlin and overachieve on the biggest stages. And so Tom Coughlin had to figure out how to manage all of that under the lights of New York City and evolve. And I think he'd be the perfect mentor for Brian Daboll. So if I was keeping Daboll, if I was John Mara, that's what I'd be doing. There's your advice. It's free. Use it. Let's shift to the Jets. Prediction time. So my Giants prediction, unfortunately, Giants fans, is I think they're both coming back. My Jets prediction, I saw on the field today in Aaron Rodgers a guy who I think is retiring. And he played a terrific football game. He played like a guy who, I understand, Jets fans, you want back. But a few things. Remember that he's also the guy that you saw last week. The one who had the, I don't know, what was it, a 1.1 quarterback rating. Like, played the worst game in the league all year was Aaron Rodgers at quarterback last week. So he was horrendous last week. He was so bad last week that he benched himself, rightfully so, because he was garbage last week. He's still also that guy. You know why? Because he is 41 years old, people. And next season, he will play at 41 if he plays and turn 42 during the season. He won't get younger. And he won't magically somehow be healthier all year. That's not what happens. And if you were going to keep Aaron Rodgers as the Jets for next season, then you're keeping him kind of in that role of what? Bridge quarterback? You're starting him, but you're also drafting potentially a young guy? And you're asking Aaron Rodgers, who's been, I don't know, kind of curmudgeonly, you're asking him to be the kind mentor? And if the season does go awry or not the way you want it to, or, you know, at some point by late in the season, you know, 10 games in, you see the team isn't going to the playoffs and it's time to turn to the young quarterback and give him an opportunity. Is Aaron Rodgers going to want to stand on the sideline with a clipboard? Is he, or, you know, an iPad? Does he want to be clipboard iPad Aaron Rodgers? That's not what Tom Brady did. That's not what Peyton Manning did. That's not what Drew Brees did. Yeah, that is what Kirk Cousins is doing in Atlanta. But Kirk Cousins is not Aaron Rodgers. Never was. Super nice guy, by the way, Kirk Cousins. A mensch. But Aaron Rodgers is like, you know, postseason Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately, did not deliver to what you would hope with all of that talent and ability, only the one Super Bowl ring. But the body of work, the arm talent, the throws, the 500th touchdown pass in his career today, joining that elite club, one of five guys in history, Aaron Rodgers is, you know, he's in that conversation. Dan Marino, like, you know, great throwers all time. These are not guys who stand on the sideline and hold a clipboard. Does he want that? And besides, Aaron, so if I gave John Mara some advice, here's some advice for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is one of the more interesting guys in the league. He has more interests in a lot of different things than most other people do. And that's fine. But Aaron, you're 41. Go, I'm giving you permission. It's okay. You had a great game on Sunday. Hang up the cleats. Stroll on into the sunset. Go travel to Egypt and travel to Australia and climb mountains and go on retreats and drink potions and go sit in a sweat lodge and you know, sit in the dark, sit in the light. embrace it with clothes on or clothes off, or all the ways in which you want to spend your very interesting retirement. Do whatever you want. Flirt with politics. Flirt with people. Whatever. You have a lot of interests while you still can walk off with health. 2 years ago, it was the Achilles that snapped. This year, you were hobbling for a period of time. You probably shouldn't have been playing because your ego, you wanted to be out there. You thought you were doing what was best for the team. You probably weren't. It would have been better for the Jets had Aaron Rodgers, when he was hurt earlier this season, sat for 3 games and got healthy and seen what Tyrod Taylor could have done during that time and brought back a healthier Aaron Rodgers instead of phoning in those games where the Jets were terrible when he was hurt. Maybe gets healthy earlier. Maybe plays there more days like this Sunday earlier. Who knows? But it's time. It's okay. Just like we give, sometimes people need permission, whether it's a relationship or a job, life, death, whatever it is, people need permission sometimes to go. When it's time to leave. So Aaron Rodgers, permission granted. You don't owe the sport of football anything. You gave it all, 20 years of it. Don't go out in a way where, I don't know, you come back next year and you're either injured again, a decent chance of that, what, that the season ends in injury, or that the Jets have some young quarterback on the roster, and by week 12, that guy's playing, and you're clipboard iPad guy. That's not the way to go out. First ballot Hall of Famer, all-time great. Don't do that. And for the Jets, I asked Paul Rosenberg, big Jet fan, before he wants Aaron Rodgers back for next year. I said, what's the upside? Why do you want him back? If you do, why do you want him back? And I'll tell you when we come back, I'll tell you Paul's answer to that question. And I'll toss that out to you for Jets fans who want him back. Why do you want Aaron Rodgers back? What's the upside? If it works out well, what do you think it could be? And is that enough? 888-808-1019. Lori Rubenson here with you. We'll be right back. We'll hit the phones. You can also hit me up on Twitter, @LRubenson. Right back with your calls.